Welcome everyone once again as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Yisrael, Shabbos of the Aseret HaDibros. And I would like to start by discussing one of the Aseret HaDibros, Zacharis Yama Shabbos L'Kaddishai. And I'd like to talk about the word Zachar. The word Zachar, and what I'm sharing with you comes from the Sefer Haksaveh HaKabbalah. And we shall see in a moment, while it's a style to talk about digduk words, this yisoid is much more than that. And I'll explain. The Ksavah Kavala explains that in his Lashon, Hatzivoi lo yavai v'shum makayim ha-pei b'kametz v'ayin v'chaylam. The word pei means the first letter of the Shairish, and ayin means the second. In digduk lingo, the word pa'al is a reference to a word, and the first word of a shayrish is always called the pei, the second the ayin, the third the lamed. At any rate, he says, you never have a command that comes in a language with a kamet, zachar. It would be zachar. A commandment is zachar. Zachar bris Avram v'akedas Yitzchak. It's a command, or it's a request. Zachar asher k'saftas Hashem alakecha ba'midbar. It says in Devarim Tes Pasuk Yud. Zachar. Same thing. Kisayv zaysi karim b'sefer. We had at the end of Bishalach. A command. Kisayv. Right. It comes with the first words of the Shairish being never a comment. Usually a shava, sometimes a chirik. Timcha ezecher amolek. That's what a chirik. Shemar nafshecha miyayin. Etc. All these words are words of command, olaman tizkiru, but zachar is not a language of command. What is the zachar? What is the comments in the beginning of a word? It's a, what we call a lashon makar or a davar tamidi. It's something that's supposed to be something constant. Sareres hamidyanim. Sareres hamidyanim means hold yourself distant from Midian. Don't be part of Midian. Midian should be considered distant from you. It's a davar tamidi. So therefore we find, for example, while zechar asher k'safta shem kecha b'midbar, a command, we find by Miriam a lashon of zachar. The zachar asher asher l'kecha b'Miriam. Why? Because the remembering of what Hashem did to Miriam is not something we do once a year. It's something that's a constant. As you know, the Mishnah Berurah says that anybody is over on Lashon Hara is at the very same time being over on the Mitzvah Saseh of remembering what Hashem did to Miriam. But why? If I remember it once a year, I'm Yaitza. The Zechira is to remember. I remember once a year. The fact that I forgot it when I spoke Lashon Hara, why am I over? The Teretz is Zachar is a language of a constant command. Something is supposed to be doing a Dover Tmidi. Something is supposed to be doing on a constant basis. And that's the language that explains, by the way, Chazal, who darshan Hoshev Tishivim, she returned on Aveda, says Afilu Me'a Pa'amim, even a hundred times. Hashav me is a davar tamidi. So therefore we understand to darshan it to do something on a davar baitan tamidi, hakim takim, hashav tishivim, azav tazav, shaleach tishalach. Many of the double lishainos are understood to be a davar tamidi, not just because they're double lashonos, but because the language that's used indicates a davar tamidi. As I state in the Sefer Haksaveh Kabbalah, and it's a style to explain an inyan of digduk. However, here he comes to explain Zachar es yama Shabbos l'kachay, then Shabbos is the lashon of Zachar, that it's also a davar tamidi. It's something that's on a constant basis. A person is supposed to be aware of the Shabbos all the time. As you know, the Rambam brings, part of the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos is to call Sunday Yom Rishon l'Shabbos, to call Monday Yom Sheni l'Shabbos, etc. Where do you get that from? Because Zachar is something that's a Dover Tamidi. This is all explained, Alfi Didgok, Alfi Taich, which in and of itself is a very important thing. However, it's more than that. The Mr. Melio, who's certainly not coming to explain Digduk, in volume base, page 14, talks about a person's attitude to Shabbos. And there, he talks about the idea of a person preparing himself mentally. And on Shabbos, a person's supposed to behave as if all his work, all the things he has to do, they're all done. Even though he has worries, he has problems, he has things in his business that he has to straighten out, when Shabbos comes, how's that possible? He explains that Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Katshoy is a Dover Tamidi. It's something that a person is supposed to be doing all the time. You can't roll into Shabbos and say, okay, shut up the switch, I'm not thinking about my weekday things. It requires a certain amount of preparation before Shabbos, mental preparation, and to a certain degree even physical preparation, to prepare that whatever it is that would be on your mind won't be on your mind. That idea, he explains, requires a certain amount of preparation, b'chayel, otherwise he can't do it. And he brings the Sifri on Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Katshoy, the same Sifri which is brought in the Ksav HaKabbalah, and that is that the idea of it being a Dover Tamidi. So I add to what it says, A, in the Ksav HaKabbalah, and B, in Mechaleo, that simple, it explains Shamay Shita and Be'edaf Yezayin. Mechad l'shaba l'shabatcha. From Sunday, you should prepare for Shabbos. You see a good food on Sunday, you put it aside to Shabbos. Where did he get that from? Mechad l'shaba l'shabatcha. Because Zachar means a Dover Tamidi. Now you're going to tell me, oh, I'm explaining Be'shamay. What about Be'sil? So actually, the language there is, Avol Hillel, Be'sil, Mida Acheres HaYisabai. He relied on B'tachin. He had a Mida of B'tachin. From the language, Mida Acheres HaYisabai, we understand that he agrees Be'ikur is like Shamay. And because he worked on B'tachin, he had Mida Acheres. That explains why Rashi and Chumash bring Shammai, he doesn't bring Hill. The Siskam asks, why are you bringing Shammai? But the answer is, because of this Nekuda. Because Mechad the Shabbat Shabbat was just Hill, Mida, Acheres, but he had a different reason, he had a different Chesh. And so, this explains to us a Dignik rule, also an Anhaga of constantly being aware of the coming Shabbos, something a person should have on his mind, like the Mitzvah Eliyahu says. So that mentally, Shabbos, you're not thinking about your business things, which Baruch Hashem is an incredible thing that Klal Yisrael does. And at the same time, it explains why all week we try to be preparing for our coming Shabbos. And so that explains, obviously, I'm a Shabbos Lakacha. Let me share a second thought. Rosh Rav has a yisoid, which he writes about in Parshas B'Shalach and in his Sefer Aniyav, that a malach is a bar shlich of malach ha'achas, but a yin has to be able to do shtei shlichas ba'adadi. Every malach has only one shlich. But a yin has to be able to do shtei shlichas ba'adadi. And that's a klal that he writes. Over the years, I've seen that this has to do with many, many things, many, many areas. For example, on the Seder night, we practice Zechat Ha'avdus, and we do certain things that are chayrus. We do certain things that show that we're free people. We do things that show that we're avodim. We do both together, and that's hanhaga that we have really on many of the Yom Tovim, even on Tisha B'Av, where we at the same time have a Mayid and at the same time have the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. Not a steer somehow to have the two together. Yid has to be a bar shtei shlichus. When it comes to Matan Torah, the whole essence of Kabbalah Satayrah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kafaleh and harkegigas. We were forced. At the very same moment we said Nasim and Ishva. We did it by taking it first, by jumping into it. Now how is that? Do we do it by jumping in first? Do we do it by a... by Kafalei Ma'akigigis, the answer is that in Achinami, we do Shtei Shlichas and Vahadadi. The idea of Shtei Shlichas and Vahadadi, I'm coming to realize, it's sort of the theory of everything. It's something that applies in everything in a person's life. We say, Tolua v'zav and zvina zvini. If someone's forced to sell, the sale is a sell because he does it willingly. What do you mean? Does he do it willingly or does he do it not willingly? Make up your mind. The answer is that a person is a bar shtei shlichusim. A person is sometimes compelled to do something, but he understands that it's part of life and he does it willingly. Is he doing it willingly or is he doing it because he's compelled? That's a very good question, but that's the idea that a person is a bar shtei shlichusim bahadadi. And that is an eruv, it's a mixture of things, which is really what Simchas HaChaim is all about, being happy. Everyone has things in life that disappoint him. So how is a person supposed to have Simchas HaChaim? How is a person supposed to be able to do that? The answer is the theory of everything. The theory of everything means that this negates to everything in your life. If you're not going to be able to somehow segregate things and take the focus on the good, even when you're worried about the bad, even when you're worried about the difficult, then you're never going to have a life. It's the key of Shalom Bayis. If Shalom Bayis means that everything your wife does makes you happy, ay, ay, ay. Who has a shidduch where everything your wife does makes you happy? There's no such shidduch in the world, maybe in my house, but besides that, it doesn't happen. The answer is, you have to be a bar shtei shlichusim ba'adadi. You can be unhappy about something that's going on. But you have to have the bigger picture in mind. You have to have the main idea in mind. The main idea is that a couple has to get along. If you don't get along, you don't have anything. Ning shalom ein kol. So, it's something we have to bear in mind. You have to remember all the time that kachi derech hachayim. This is the way life works. A person has to be able to balance different things going on in his life simultaneously. Mamish simultaneously. At the very same second that you're doing one thing, you have to be able to balance the second thing. What an avodah, what an understanding. Kafalei Ma'akigigas. We keep the Torah because we're forced to and because we want to. Make up your mind. You're doing it as you're forced to, you're doing it as you want to. Guess what? Both. Both are true. We do it because we're forced. We do it because we want to. And it's not a stira at all. And that idea allows a person to focus where he has to focus. Choose wisely. And with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh, a meaningful Shabbos, a meaningful reconnection to the Kabbalah Torah. That was so many years ago, and the whole Yom Yovein of Kachadosh is something we try to do all the time. A good Shabbos to one.